Hello everyone and welcome back to Cricket Chatter. We're here to talk about yesterday night's game, the Punjab Kings versus RCB. The unexpected happened, but also I think we still somewhere did expect it because of Punjab's record against RCB. They, I think, comfortably defeated RCB in the end. What could have been a nail biter, a possible thriller, turned out to be quite a dud of a game. But what do you guys think of the game and about Punjab Kings' performance especially?
I was very, very confident, as you guys know yesterday in the podcast, that RCB will easily win this in the form they are in right now. But Punjab seems like they're catching up. And, Punjab, like yesterday I said, Rajasthan Royals have, a chance of qualifying. Like, if there is one, a place for the number four, I thought Rajasthan would. But now it's a fight between Rajasthan, Punjab and Mumbai. So they are very much in the tournament, and I think their addition of the Harpreet Brar, he was good find for Punjab Kings. And what he did with the cameo the bat, his excellent spell of 3 for 19, getting the three most dangerous batsmen in IPL right now out, right? And with beautiful wickets. I mean, the wicket with Kohli, the wicket with Maxwell was my favourite, brilliant ball. And also deceiving AB de Villiers to play that shot. So, I mean, I think he was a turning point of the match and he deservedly got the Game Changer Award. And no one expected, and he was a replacement for one of their best bowlers, Ashdeep Singh. And it was a brilliant form, bowling more than their batting. It was their bowling which got them the match, but batting, I think everything was dependent on KL Rahul and of course the by Gale. And I think he just loves to play against RCB with the kind of quick innings he did. But again, it's highly dependent on Rahul. I think they should do something with their batting. I don't know why Puran is still there. I mean, he doesn't seem to be contributing much, but I think it was their bowling which stood out yesterday for me.
Definitely, it's not every day के आप एक young Indian, uncapped Indian player को लेते हैं, and not only does he get you a cameo in the end of the innings, which puts you over line, जो पिछले कुछ समता में last 5 over से उसमें around 60 run आए हैं, that is because Harpreet Brar was playing well and that helped Rahul go big. जैसे आप देखें तो Rahul की जब 50 हुई थी 35 balls में, तब वो थोड़े धीमे पड़ गए क्योंकि उनके आसपास पूरन की विकेट जा रही थी, गेल की विकेट चली गई थी, दीपक हुडा की विकेट चली गई थी, तो वो स्लो डाउन हो गए थे. पर जैसे ही हरप्रीत ब्रार आए, ही वाज एबल टू प्ले हिज नेचुरल गेम इन द लास्ट कपल ऑफ ओवर्स एंड गेट देम टू दैट 180, राइट? तो आई थिंक हरप्रीत ब्रार इज द फाइंड दैट किंग्स 11 सॉरी सॉरी पंजाब किंग्स वर वेटिंग फॉर. आई थिंक ही हैज रियली कंप्लीटेड द टीम बिकॉज ही इज गिविंग यू गुड बॉलिंग ऑप्शन. Great bowling option now that we've seen his performance yesterday, and also a pretty solid batting option. So I think now he's not only added the depth in the batting that Rahul would have wanted, but he's also given them a strike bowler, which Ravi Bishnoi was, but he needed someone to complement him. So their spin department is more or less settled. If you look at the pace bowling as well, yesterday Mohammad Shami and Riley Meredith also bowled well. So did Jordan. A little more expensive, but I think it's not that big of an issue because they're still around the 7-8 mark. If they were around the 9 or 10 mark, then fir thoda concerned hote. But I think yesterday, a complete bowling performance from them. I think batting, as Avan said, you can't always coast on 2 or 3 players playing well. Sometimes you need your 20s and 30s in the middle order. I think wahi ek sabse bada issue rahega Punjab ke liye abhi bhi.
But now we talked about how great Punjab was in their bowling. But let's talk about RCB's bowling because it was probably what lost them the game yesterday, I feel. The only two standouts would have been Daniel Sams and Shahbaz Ahmed, who aren't their prime bowlers, but they still performed the best out of them. In terms of, I think, Jameson, I think he, especially in that first over against Gale, he didn't bowl the correct lengths that he should have and instead bowled the ball in the slots where Gale easily hit them for fours. And again that last over from Harshal Patel really, took the momentum away from RCB in the last over. So what do you guys think they should do about this? Should they, maybe give the last over to Siraj, who did it against DC and also looked much more confident than Harshal Patel did? Or do you think they should stick to it and maybe make Harshal Patel sit down and tell to him that it's, just calm down in that last over?
The pattern in which both the innings went, right? Like you see, the first both the innings had slow start, and had collapses in the middle, and it was it the pitch became more of more easier to play during the end. This is why even when RCB lost, you saw that brilliant cameo by Harshal Patel, 32 of 13, right? You saw some sixes by Jameson. So I think and the only it was good that Rahul played very well. I mean, he can still he took his time in the middle overs when the ball was doing something, when runs couldn't be scored that easily. So I think that was one plus point of Punjab. Like, they didn't lose wicket. I think because they have only at least their main four batsmen are the top four, right? And I think I personally think Virat Kohli gave away his wicket. I mean, that shot, because he went for the first ball of Harpreet Buzz, and every over of his, the first ball he would go for a big one. Third, I don't know why he just randomly went for the big shot and got out. Same with Padikkal. I think he hit a four the previous ball, and then he again slogged his bat and he got out. So yeah, I mean, yeah, Maxwell and AB de Villiers, those were very good balls. I mean, I'm not going to blame them much, but if you had, I think, throwing away wickets could have been avoided. But so I think it was during the end which got Punjab, got that head start which they would wanted because of what the pitch did, right? It was very pretty slow in the middle overs, and it was Punjab were like 90 for one, and then they became 120 for five, and then they became 180. So which is like really a good performance. And talking about Harshal Patel, bowling the last over, yes, I think, see, when you he's a great bowler, of course, no doubt. But when you bowl, but you're not you need to know that you're not that experienced. This is your you're not played that many IPL seasons. So I think, I think, some experienced players like Siraj should get the opportunity to bowl the last over. I think that could make a difference, and we saw that in the match against Delhi. So I think Harshal Patel, he could, they could have used him better, but yeah, I mean, it like it's just a bad day for him, I guess. Like, he'll probably come up the next come back the next match.
I think I was very, very deeply surprised जब मैंने देखा कि हर्षल पटेल इज बोलिंग द लास्ट ओवर व्हाइल सिराज एंड जेमिसन हैव बोथ बोल्ड 3 ओवर ईच. सिराज मोर सो बिकॉज आई चोज हिम एज माय क्रिकेट चैटर चैंपियन प्लेयर ऑफ द डे. बट इसमें क्या होता है कि आपने सिराज की परफॉर्मेंस देख ली है, उनके यॉर्कर स्ट्रांग होते जा रहे हैं, उनका स्विंग अच्छा होता जा रहा है. जेमिसन ने 2 इंपॉर्टेंट विकेट्स ली. आई थिंक जो उन्होंने पूरन की विकेट ली थी, वन ऑफ द मोस्ट मास्टरफुल डिलीवरीज, अनप्लेएबल डिलीवरी इट वॉज टू पूरन, बिकॉज जेमिसन इन दैट मोमेंट न्यू दैट ओके पूरन इज अ थोड़े छोटे हाइट में मुझसे, मैं इनको डिसीव कर सकता हूँ, उन्हें अनकंफर्टेबल पोजिशन पर डाल के विकेट ले सकता हूँ, और उन्होंने वो किया. तो आई थिंक ये जो इनजेन्यूटी है जेमिसन की और जो अग्रेशन है सिराज का, आई थिंक वो लास्ट ओवर में यूज़ नहीं किया. बट आई थिंक आरसीबी विल बी वेरी हैप्पी. डैनियल सैम जो उनके एक वाइल्ड कार्ड बॉलर थे, उनका परफॉर्मेंस कल बहुत अच्छा रहा. शाहबाज अहमद को वो वॉशिंगटन सुंदर की जगह वो अंदर लेके आए टीम में, और शाहबाज मोर और लेस सेम इकोनॉमी में बॉल कर रहे हैं जो पहले वॉशिंगटन करते थे. बट आई थिंक जो विकेट टेकिंग जो नेसेसिटी है, जो हमने बात की थी, उन्होंने जो दीपक हुडा की विकेट ली थी, ज़रूरी है बड़ी. तो आई थिंक दे विल बी हैप्पी टू सी दैट एज वेल. चहल अगर आप देखे, पहले 2 ओवर्स उनके उतने अच्छे नहीं गए. इट वॉज ओनली जब शाहरुख खान आए तो उनको उन्होंने एक डिलीवरी पे बीट कर दिया और उनकी विकेट ले ली. तो आई थिंक वहाँ पे वो थोड़े भाग्यशाली भी रहे. आई थिंक बिगर इशू राइट नाउ इज द बैटिंग. आई थिंक जब हमने वही जो एक्सपेक्ट हम कर रहे थे बड़े टाइम से, कि एक मैच आएगी जहाँ पे मैक्सवेल और एबी अंडर परफॉर्म करेंगे, और उसकी वजह से टीम कोलैप्स हो जाएगी, और कल वही हुआ है। अगर जो हर्षल पटेल नहीं होते तो देन इट वुड हैव बीन आई थिंक अ 70-80 रन लॉस वी आर लुकिंग एट। तो आई थिंक ये क्वेश्चन मार्क्स हैं कि आप अपने इंडियन प्लेयर्स को बैक, जैसे कल रजत पाटीदार का परफॉर्मेंस देखे तो काफी रिस्पॉन्सिबल इनिंग्स, बट इवेंचुअली स्ट्राइक रेट फिर वही 105 110
हाँ
वाले रेंज में आ गई। तो आई थिंक स्ट्राइक रेट, एंकरिंग द इनिंग, आई थिंक ये सब चीजें विराट को अपने यंग इंडियन प्लेयर्स के साथ सॉर्ट करनी पड़ेंगी बिफोर द नेक्स्ट मैच। बट आई थिंक अदरवाइज दे विल बी हैप्पी टू सी द बॉलिंग। अदर देन दैट लास्ट ओवर आई थिंक फिर वही जैसा सीएसके के सामने प्रदर्शन रहा, 19 ओवर्स उन्होंने काफी सॉलिड बॉलिंग की है, नॉट परफेक्ट बट सॉलिड, एंड देन लास्ट ओवर
या
एवरीथिंग गोज रॉन्ग।
यू स्पोक अबाउट Patidar, which I don't think, which I think is a very important, you know, player in yesterday. I'm very well in the match against Delhi also, because I feel like yeah, he's coming at a position where you know you've lost a power hitter, and I think he plays a very good role in stabilizing and you know, even though he plays very slowly, he gives Kohli the company he needs, right? Because earlier, Kohli does that to Padikkal. Kohli keeps giving Padikkal the strike and keeps rotating the strike for him. I think now Patidar takes that responsibility and you know helps the captain out. So and then yeah, even though it has been a very slow innings, I think like his 30. I mean, I'm not sure what exactly he scored 30 or run 31. Yeah, his 31 is a very important actually in you know with the kind of pitch he was playing in. I think it was a really good yeah him. At striking the ball, I don't. Yeah, he probably kind of struggles in that department. But I think as an anchor, I think he did a very responsible job. You spoke about Patidar, which I don't think, which I think is a very important you know player in yesterday. I'm very well in the match against Delhi also, because I feel like yeah he's coming at a position where you know you've lost a power hitter. And I think he plays a very good role in stabilizing and even though he plays very slowly, he gives Kohli the company he needs, right? Because earlier Kohli does that to Padikkal. Kohli keeps giving Padikkal the strike and keeps rotating the strike for him. But I think now Patidar takes that responsibility and you know helps the captain out. So and then yeah, even though it has been a very slow innings, I think like his 30. I mean, I'm not sure what exactly he scored 30. Or run
31.
31, yeah. His 31 is a very important actually in you know with the kind of pitch he was playing in. I think it was a really good yeah him at striking the ball. I don't yeah he probably kind of struggles in that department. But I think as an anchor, I think he did a very responsible job as you mentioned. So I think he also deserves some credit which I think not many are looking at.
The one thing that RCB, you know, you would expect from them is that they can chase probably any total down, especially with Virat Kohli being a specialist at chase. But we've seen them this year actually being crumbling against like the scoreboard pressure, where they've been going a bit too hard, you know, from the beginning. They've been, you know, we saw with Padikkal as well. There was no need of that shot of stepping away outside his leg stump and going to hit Meredith over cover. So, yeah, I feel they're batting. They've got the players. They've just, in their chase, maybe they need to look at the approach of how they maybe go at the target. So, but yeah, I think now let's finally talk about probably a superstar in the making for Punjab. That's Ravi Bishnoi. I mean, incredible with the ball. You know, he seems sometimes just unplayable by the batsmen. They can't seem to score runs against him. And he's also brilliant in the field as well. So, you know, 4 overs, 17 runs, 2 wicket. I remember he came in like the 10th or 11th over where Kohli was looking to go, Patidar was looking to hit, but he only gave 3 runs away. So, you know, I think players like these are really important, and we've been wanting him to perform ever since the IPL started. So, what do you guys think of his performance yesterday?
Bishnoi seems very, very good. More than, yeah, he did take 2 wickets, 2-3 wickets. But I think in the beginning, right, he restricted runs, which is, I think,
yeah,
very important, which puts pressure on the batsman, right? So, I think that is a very important, like, yeah, obviously, wicket taking is the most important. But, you know, you should also know that like a less economy is also a very important factor in bowling. So I think in that respect, I think Bishnoi, he's actually a very good replacement for M. Ashwin. I think, you know, he should, I think, permanently be in the 11 with the way he's playing. And not just that, I mean, I really have to talk about that catch of Harshal Patel. That was a beautiful, because he tried a similar catch. I forget who, but that went for a four. Like he didn't drop it, but he couldn't reach it. And it also went for a four. But he tried the same thing again. He took a risk. And that was a stunner. And I mean, like, it's Jonty Rhodes, who's the coach, fielding coach. So you expect this. So yeah, that catch also was phenomenal. But and also as a bowler, he seems to be, you know, getting his he seems to be doing very good with the ball. And yeah, I think he should be there in the team permanently.
See, I was the one who was, I think, crying out loud ke yaar Ravi Bishnoi ko le lo, Ravi Bishnoi ko le lo. Aisa unka performance raha. So it's just unka economy aap dekh lijiye, unka dot ball percentage aap dekh lijiye, unke jo wickets hai, koi bhi unka column ho, bowling figures mein aap koi bhi column le lijiye, aapko you'll only find good things. And I think that's the power of Ravi Bishnoi. You know, it's like how Amit Mishra was a decade ago for Deccan Chargers, jaise unke strike bowler the wo middle overs. Jaise R Ashwin CSK aur fir Punjab ke liye, and now for Delhi jaise wo hai. But I think jaise CSK use karta tha Ashwin ko, ki aap koi bhi kahin pe bhi over dal sakte hain jab zarurat pade. जो फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी अश्विन को मिली थी उस टाइम में, वो फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी अब रवि बिश्नोई को अगर के एल राहुल दे दे, आई थिंक ही कैन प्ले इवन फ्रीयर. जैसे सुनील नारायण थे केकेआर के लिए, आई थिंक उन दिनों की याद दिला रहे कि एक स्ट्राइक बॉलर आता है और मैच पूरी तरह तो नहीं पलटता, बट एक कॉन्फिडेंस लाता है पूरी टीम में. अब हरप्रीत ब्रार भी आ गए, तो आई थिंक रवि बिश्नोई और हरप्रीत ब्रार स्पिनिंग ट्रैक्स पे तो काफ़ी कमाल कर सकते हैं. कल की मैच आप देखे तो अहमदाबाद में थी, अब अहमदाबाद में कुछ और मैचेस भी हैं, प्लेऑफ्स सारे अहमदाबाद में. तो आई थिंक दे विल बी लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू सी के अहमदाबाद की पिच पे ये दो स्पिनर मिलके क्या कमाल कर सकते हैं.
वेरी वेरी इंप्रेसिव स्टफ फ्रॉम हिम यस्टरडे एज वेल. बट आई थिंक नाउ वी कैन रैप अप टुडेज पोस्ट मैच. आई थिंक पंजाब विल स्टिल वांट टू स्ट्रेंथन देयर बैटिंग लाइनअप एंड नॉट ओनली डिपेंड ऑन दीज टू प्लेयर्स, बट एज लॉन्ग एज यू नो दीज टू ऑल्सो कीप डिलीवरिंग, पंजाब आर लुकिंग good, and you know this is some necessary momentum that they were looking for, so good for them. And I think RCB after this match will definitely go into some thinking about their bowling, and they'll look for ways to strengthen it as well. So let's see what happens for both teams in the future, but this is it for the post match. Thank you.
Hey guys, and welcome to the second part of today's episode of Cricket Chatter. This is your host Aman Ajit Menon, and with me I have my dear friend Yash Dar and our very own Rahul Puri sir from Whistling Woods. Yesterday we saw a very comfortable win by the Punjab Kings, and you know they it's a message. It seems like a message they're sending out to the top four, saying that no, don't get too excited. Even we're there in this fight for the 2021 title. But let's now move our attention to tonight's weekend blockbuster. It is, you know, the we're going to welcome the month of May with probably the biggest rivals of the IPL, which is the Chennai Super Kings versus the Mumbai Indians, the three-time champions versus the five-time champions. And for India cricket fans, it's not just CSK MI, it is Dhoni versus Rohit, right? Two legends clashing and playing together. So first off, let's just see where both the teams are. On one side, CSK is secured in a very comfortable position, right? They've won their last five games out of the six games. You know, they've also had a couple of dominating victories, you know, which shows their very dominating net run rate. And I think, you know, they seem very motivated. You know, they seem very balanced side, very determined and very confident in the way they're going. On the other hand, Mumbai Indians got off to a very rough start, and the Chennai ground wasn't too kind on them. But however, Delhi was welcomed with the win last game. So now when Mumbai Indians is taking on the best side of the tournament so far, do you think, you know, they need to make some changes? Because it's a very important game for Mumbai, because they are in a very, you know, tricky position in the table. They're number fourth, right? And you know, Punjab is also putting up a fight, so they need to get, like, you know, they need to make sure that, they stay there and not go down. So in order to do that, do you think MI should make some serious changes? You know, their spin seemed like a issue. So do you think they can get someone like a Piyush Chawla? So what are your opinions?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Mumbai need to win this game. I mean, I think that, you know, for them, it's a really big game, right? They're 3-3, I think. 3 wins and 3 losses. So if they really want to start to cement their spot, you know, this is like the halfway game for them. They'll have played 7 at the end of this game. So they really do want to be on the end of a win here. So that, you know, and they're sort of the 7 games that follow this, if they can sort of get, you know, 3 or 4 wins out of that, then, you know, comfortably they should make the playoffs. So, you know, I think they'll be very, very keen to win today. I don't think, again, I don't think you see them make a lot of changes. I don't know why they haven't given Piyush Chawla a role so far. They seem to be playing... they like Rahul Chahar, and that obviously makes sense. He's bowled really well. Kunal Pandya, for me, has been a bit of a disappointment with the ball. And I think that, you know, they might want to think of how to get Chawla into the team for this game. I mean, Delhi as a pitch has been okay. I think sort of 170, 175 wick kind of wicket. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Chawla is an option, but they seem, I don't know, they seem a little uninterested in bringing him on. I guess, you know, they've had a winning side so long, I guess, to change that much. But Chennai, I mean, whoa, they have really been a surprise for me. I honestly did not expect them to be playing this well, but they really are playing really, really well. And Faf du Plessis, for me, him and Shikhar Dhawan have been like two of the performers of the tournament. I mean, this is as well as I've seen du Plessis play, frankly. This is as well as I've seen him bat. And I think he's a really big factor. Him and Jadeja, obviously, who had that stellar game against RCB. But what's really heartening, I think, for Chennai fans, and, you know, I hope they won't mind me saying this, but what's really heartening is the fact that they've done all of this without Dhoni doing very much. In fact, you know, Dhoni hasn't really done anything with the bat. He's been kind of either not needed or completely ineffectual. And yet, despite all of that, you know, they've done so well. So yeah, I mean, it's a pretty big game for Mumbai, I think, because if they go into the second half of the tournament 3-4, yeah, the door is a little open there, because Punjab with that win yesterday, that kind of put the cat among the pigeons.
I agree with everything that Rahul sir did say, because if Punjab wouldn't have had that victory against RCB yesterday, they would have gone up to 12 points. And then we see that rat race against again between number 1 and number 2 that we saw last year between Delhi and Mumbai, where it's either of the two teams, and then just the spot for 3 and 4 are open. But right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, they're all open. And the spot for number 4 is open even for Punjab, KKR and Rajasthan. If you start to get some wins on the board. For Mumbai and Chennai, ye dono aisi team hai, which are quite stable. They don't really make a lot of changes. Both the captains, they like a settled middle order, top order, bowling units. So, not looking for a lot of changes. Rohit Sharma has chosen to back Jayant Yadav against left-handers if the opposition has a lot of left-handers, and Chennai have their good good scale of left-handers. I mean, they have Moeen Ali, Suresh Raina, Ravindra Jadeja, Sam Curran. So I think that's a good option, but I think he's not effective enough as he was thought to be. So if you're looking for someone different, Piyush Chawla, I think they want to really give that department of leg spin in general in the Mumbai Indians first to Rahul Chahar, and probably Piyush Chawla is just a substitute if an injury takes place with Rahul Chahar. But I think a player like Krunal Pandya has to step up. He's not your orthodox spinning option. He's almost like a medium pace at times. He works with line and length and his pace. So I think he should learn and adapt and inspire himself from a player like maybe Akshar Patel, who uses that a little bit more conventionally as a spinner, but again, plays with line, length and pace. But if they're looking for another young spinner who can also increase their batting depth, something what Jayant Yadav does, I think Anukul Roy is a good option. He's been playing for them for 2 seasons. Usually just comes in as a substitute fielder, as the 12th man. But I think his figures do look good. He's been playing for the India A team as well. So I think he could be an option which they could try out and back. But again, it's an important match for MI. They really need to win this to really bounce back into the game with 2 consecutive wins. Chennai, I think they're really comfortable. Their opening is working. Their middle order has worked. Their bowling unit is performing. Literally every player who has played a game at some point of time has done something crucial. So I think Chennai are looking comfortable. Mumbai, not that much. But they would be looking to prove a point today.
Yeah, I mean, just to take off on that. I mean, if you look at the next sort of 4 games in the tournament, you know, they're really going to be really quite crucial games, right? You know, Mumbai and Chennai today, tomorrow, Rajasthan and Hyderabad, day after Delhi and Punjab, and the day after that, Bangalore and Calcutta. And you've got teams at the top, Chennai, Delhi and Bangalore, playing teams in that middle pack, right? Mumbai, Punjab and KKR. And if Chennai, Delhi and Bangalore get wins, then it sort of extends the distance. It makes it sort of a 6-point gap between that middle pack and those teams at the top. On the other hand, if they all lose, then it really does mean that the gap is down to about 2 points between the guys at the top and the guys at the bottom. So, you know, the next sort of 4 games will really tell you going into the second half of the tournament how close it's going to be in terms of qualification for those playoff places. And that's why I'm saying this is a really important game for Mumbai Indians. They really need to win this game because they don't want to be, you know, 6 points behind Bangalore, Delhi and Chennai going into that, into those playoff places. I mean, they're not, this is not a team that is used to coming in fourth in the playoff spots. That's not how they have functioned. So yeah, it's a really big game.
Points you guys brought up. I want to talk about Krunal Pandya. I mean, yesterday, last game, he didn't, so in the bat, he wasn't clicking too well. Except for the last game where he was promoted up the order, he was promoted before Pollard, and we saw a very crucial knock by Krunal. So, do you think that should be his place, or do you think it's a good decision for promoting him, or do you think it's just a one-off day?
No, I mean, I think I mean, if I take his bowling, I don't know, but you know, he's usually such an accurate bowler, but this season he's kind of been all over the place with his length. He's been really short at times. And, you know, as mentioned, Yash mentioned, he doesn't really spin the ball very much. So it's so easy that when batters see that he's going to bowl, he's bowling short, they just, you know, camp on that back foot. And, you know, the square boundaries are pretty short. So it goes for six. In terms of his batting, he's always been a floater in terms of where he bats in the order. I would personally like to see Mumbai give Pollard more of that role. I don't know why they don't do it. Pollard's a guy who ultimately, you know, he delivers. I mean, he really does deliver. And he's also a guy that needs 10 deliveries, right, to sort of settle himself down and, you know, get himself started. Now, whether Mumbai feel that he's just not great in the middle overs against spin, or you know, Bumrah can get at him. Sorry, not Bumrah, but the faster bowlers can get at him with short balls. But rather than moving Krunal Pandya up and down, I would like to see them move Pollard as that floater.
बिल्कुल मैं पोलार्ड वाली जो पॉइंट सर ने अभी पॉइंट आउट करी है आई थिंक आई एग्री विद दैट बिकॉज पोलार्ड जब वेस्ट इंडीज़ के लिए भी अभी अंतर्राष्ट्रीय क्रिकेट में खेले हैं तो इन एट फोर आते हैं जो पॉइंट पे कल क्रुणाल पिछले मैच में क्रुणाल पांड्या आए थे और पोलार्ड अभी धीरे धीरे ऐसे प्लेयर बन रहे हैं जिनको समय लगता है 10 से 12 बॉल गेंदे उन्हें भी लगती हैं सेटल इन होने में पिच को भापने में बॉलर्स को भापने पे सो आई थिंक आई एग्री विथ पोलार्ड गेटिंग मोर डिलीवरीज एंड क्रुणाल पांडे अगेन क्वाइट एन अनरिलायबल player at this point because sometimes he delivers the ball like on the Chennai tracks I think in that match MIKKR he bowled very well good figures economical and wicket taking he's a good fielder in the deep as well not too many fumbles at most times but again the very interesting dynamic with Mumbai Indians this year is and even the last year was Hardik not bowling really changes dynamics in the entire team so they would do maybe 2 overs of spin from from Krunal and then 2 of pace from Hardik and handle those 4 overs between them but now that entire 4 over quota is being given to Krunal so I think Krunal either needs to step up and say, all right, I'll get my line length, pace, I'll try to turn the ball much more, be more accurate. Or else, we're looking at again him getting just 1 over, 2 overs and him being tonked for 11, 12 runs. But I think he's a strong batsman at times. I think just the Chennai pitch didn't suit him or Pollard. The last match we saw even Pollard hitting some confident shots. So, looking for more of such performances from both the players and Hardik. So yeah, I think MI's core has always been their strength and they are part of the core and hopefully they'll bounce back.
Now let's look at the ground they're playing in Delhi. I mean, you've seen successful chases happening, very comfortable chases in fact. And ironically, both the like last two matches of Chennai and Hyderabad, which were in Chennai and Mumbai, which were in played in Delhi, we saw both the teams chasing the same total and chasing it, you know, with 7 wickets and with 7 wickets left and chasing it in 9 balls remaining. So that's a bit of a coincidence. But what do you say? Do you think, you know, when Sunrisers Hyderabad won the toss against CSK, they chose to bat first, wanted to bat. You know, yesterday when Mumbai won the toss, they fielded first. So in a pitch like this, if you were playing and if you'd win the toss, what would you guys do?
I'd bowl. I think this is a chasing pitch in Delhi. You know, I think it's a pitch that is pretty much going to be the same. It doesn't really change its characteristics. And so I think that from most teams' point of view, they're going to want to chase. Chase this total. I personally, I think both Chennai and Mumbai are better chasing teams than they are at setting totals. So I think they'll both want to chase on this pitch, which I think is another interesting dynamic because you know then it really does depend on the toss and somebody's going to be doing something that they don't really want to do. And so I think that both Rohit Sharma and Dhoni will want to chase. But at this point, I think I'm a little bit more confident in Chennai's ability to to defend a total than I am in Mumbai's ability to do it.
Chennai ne pichle matches mein dikha, pichle seasons mein bhi dikhaya ki 120 ho 130 ho defend kar lete hain. MS Dhoni kaptan bahut back karta apne bowlers ko up front wickets lene ke liye, middle mein wickets lene ke liye aur death mein bhi achhi bowling karne ke liye. Rohit Sharma bhi ek similar dimag wale kaptan hai jahan pe wo up front bhi wickets chahte hain, middle overs mein economy chahte hain bowlers se aur death mein Bumrah aur Bolt dono se achhi performance chahte hain. Bolt abhi ek bahut achhe death bowler ubhar ke aaye hain season mein. I think a lot of crucial wickets at crucial times and impactful performances. I mean I remember like at least close to 3 to 4 wickets this season which were purely on his talent, not the batsman's error. Like the last match we saw him getting Samson out, that beautiful in-swing yorker around the 15th or the 16th over mark. So I think their death bowling has come quite well. The spinners, Rahul Chahar is performing quite well again. For Dhoni, for Chennai, we have Deepak Chahar who's come back into some sort of form. The spinners have been doing well. And again, Delhi's pitch, at least the last couple of games, has been a batting track. And both captains like to chase. So I think whoever wins the toss will definitely look to chase. If either of them choose to bat first, it will be something interesting and a little absurd. Thinking that both of them won chasing. But it would be quite interesting to see the point of view of the team that bats first and how much is the total that they look to score.
Well, I mean, Mumbai have won 2 out of their 3 games chasing. Lost all of their games batting first. So, without a doubt, Mumbai are going to be absolutely, you know, nailed on to chase if they get that option, because you know they really are turning into a side that is not particular or hasn't been particularly good at, so far at setting targets. Now I suppose a lot may have been to do with that Chennai wicket that they were playing on in the first 5 games or so, but I don't think there's a lot of confidence there in setting totals. I just don't think so.
Okay, interesting. Now, before we wind up, let's move on to what I feel is my favorite part of the show. Is, you know, which team do you think has the upper hand, and which player do you think is going to be the Cricket Chatter champion player of the match? Like, in the sense, who do you think is going to be the star of today's game?
I think Chennai have definitely got the upper hand, without a doubt. I mean, if you look at their players in form, I think leave out Dhoni and Rayudu. I think the rest of them are all pretty much playing well. You know, Chennai's strength is really that top order that they've got, where Gaikwad and Faf are playing really, really well at the moment. And I think, you know, they've got bowlers that take early wickets in the power play. I mean, you know, both Chahar and Sam Curran swing the ball, and I think that's pretty crucial in the evening matches, in the power play, to be able to swing it. So I do think Chennai have got the, if you're looking at pure form, who's got the advantage, I think Chennai have got the advantage. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, they've won 5 out of 6 or something like that. So, you know, they really are the form side at the moment in the IPL. I think in terms of player of the match, I'm going to go with Jadeja. I think he's really in great form. And, you know, in terms of player of the match, he's like one of those guys that can affect the match in any of the 3 ways, right? He can score a quick 30. He can take you, you know, 2 or 3 wickets. and he's probably going to get you a run out or take a terrific catch. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, when if you're looking at a T20 guy to pick at the moment, Jadeja is probably the first name that I would put on my team sheet.
मुंबई जैसी टीम हमेशा बाउंस बैक करती है. हमने काफ़ी सारे सीजन्स में देखा है कि पहले 5 मैच लगातार हारने के बाद भी वो प्लेऑफ्स में आई है, कभी तो जीती भी है आईपीएल का खिताब. तो शायद इस बारी तो इतनी ख़राब स्थिति में नहीं है. 3 मैच जीते हैं, 3 मैच हारे हैं. और अब दिल्ली की पिच पे पिछले मैच में लगा था कि थोड़ी डोमिनेटिंग तरीके से खेल रहे हैं, क्विंटन डिकॉक हो, कृणाल पांड्या हो, या बोलर्स भी बोल्ट हो, राहुल जयर हो. तो आई थिंक मुंबई वुड बी लुकिंग टू क्रिएट अ स्ट्रीक नाउ सो दैट दे इम्प्रूव देयर पॉइंट टैली, बिकॉज देयर नेट रन रेट इज क्वाइट गुड फॉर अ टीम दैट इज 4. I mean, RCB are in the negatives, and we have just 3 teams right now. That's Chennai, Delhi, and Mumbai that have positive net run rates. So I think net run rate is not something that Mumbai would really be behind right now, but it's the points. So I think I think my pick for today's team for victory would be Mumbai Indians, and I'm going with the skipper Rohit Sharma in good form, in some confident stroke making, and I think. He likes the opposition. He likes the ground. Couldn't perform the previous match, but I'm hoping that he has a top innings today.
Interesting picks. I mean, it's good to see, you know, whenever the two people in our show picks the, you know, two different teams. So it's interesting to see what happens. And the interesting choice of players. You know, Rash, you chose Rohit Sharma, and sir, you chose Jadeja. So let's see what happens. Generally. CSK and MI have always been, you know, a match which many of us look forward to. It's been one of the few matches which one would want to see in IPL. And there's no better way to, you know, spend a Saturday night in watching a CSK-MI game. So I think with that, we will wind up our episode of Cricket Chatter. Thank you all for listening. And please do share this episode. If you like it, please do share it around with your fellow cricket lovers. And we'll be back tomorrow for another episode of Cricket Chatter. This is your host, Aman Ajit Menon, signing off. Thank you.